Welcome to the Coven House's very own podcast on The Witching Hour. In this podcast, we will be talking about very informative spells. So if you're wondering what to get out of this, you're going to be getting a whole lot of experienced information. So a little bit about myself. I own a store in Northern BC. It's called The Coven House, and we are your one-stop witchcraft supply shop for all 50 different types of witches. We are introducing a lot of our ways of living back into society properly. So a little bit about myself. I started up the shop about 2 years ago. I've always been super into it, tarot cards, was always super attracted to crystals and whatnot, and then just kept reading from there, kept studying, lots of experience. There are a lot of evil in this town right now. I giggle about this because I also go around and sage a lot of houses as well too. And I've done a lot of businesses and personal residences as well. And I will have a whole bunch of stories for you at the end. But first, I wanted to start talking about two of the main important things in witchcraft. And that is protection and cleansing. All right, cleansing. Okay, you want to cleanse your house. This is very difficult for some people. It's not going to be difficult at all as soon as I'm done teaching you guys how to do this. Depending on the entity that is in your household, if it is something that is super negative, you'll notice, and when I say negative, I mean like flickering lights, doors are opening and closing. Don't even pretend that hasn't happened to you, because I'm sure at least 6 of the 10 houses have some kind of presence that was left behind. So, yeah. So, depending on how negative the situation is, in an extreme case like that, it would require flame, it would require Epsom salts, and it would require rubbing alcohol. But we're going to get to that at a later point. So, first you want to take your sage stick. It doesn't matter if it's a small bundle or a medium bundle. Lots of people will go and scavenge and take their own sage, and they'll wrap it themselves. And then they light it just to add that extra intention. You're adding that extra little bit of you. When I say intentions, that's what I'm indicating at. You're putting your energy into it. You're putting your intentions. It makes it extra magical. Or you can come down to the Coven House and we're completely stocked full. You could use sage sticks. You could also use abalone shells. Abalone shells dates back way over 100 years ago. They would use these shells and they would put activated charcoal in the middle of it, and then they would burn their sage with a feather. You can use an eagle feather, or you can use a fan to fan in all the corners. So even scientifically proven, when you sage your house, it also removes all the bacteria. The burnt sage itself removes all that bacteria in your household. So scientifically, on that side of the world, it also is great. But on the metaphysical side of the world, it is completely cleansing your area. It's removing all of any kind of bad spirits or any kind of bad intentions that may be inside your house as well. So, depending on the severity, we either go from sage sticks and Palo Santo, black salt — we're going to be covering how to make the black salt itself as well — all the way up to a more expert level, which would be the rubbing alcohol, the Epsom salts, a silver tray, and a wooden board. I will explain all that at a later time. So to do just a basic saging in your house, you can just use basic sage. You could just use that, burn that. You don't have to burn the whole stick. You can only go down a quarter if you want to, but as long as it's enough where you get all four corners of your house, you got to make sure that that area is cleansed out. While doing that, open the window. You want to keep a window popped open. You're essentially creating an exit for these negative energies to go out of that window. Once they've exited, because they're not paying rent, that's when you put your black salt in front of the window as a way to shut your doors and say they're not welcome back in. And that would be the only way they would be able to come back in, so make sure that line doesn't get crossed. Going on from there, if you're having issues and those spirits are not wanting to leave for certain reasons, whether they're attached to the person, attached to a piece of property that you may be gifted, or attached to the land itself, you would have to go from there as well. So if they're attached to the land, you want to sage around the perimeter of your house with your dragon's blood sage stick. And essentially what that is, it's just a mixture of sage and Palo Santo together. So it's protecting your area and cleansing your area at the same time. So you want to go and you want to sage that perimeter. Save all of your eggshells for the rest of your life. Just don't ever throw them away. Keep them, dry them out. Coffee grinder is best. I know we're cheating. They want us to use the mortar and pestle. Don't judge me. It's the 20th century, okay? We're not dinosaurs. You want to take it, you want to throw it in your coffee grinder, and you want to just sprinkle that around the outside of the perimeter. Now, these eggshells are essentially doing the exact same thing that the black salt inside of your house is doing. So it's making it so that that energy, that negative energy, is completely off of that property, and you've created a barrier, invisible walls if you must. To be able to protect the house, your house itself, I've already discussed with the saging, about what you would want to do to be able to keep that kind of clean. There's also sweep spells that you can do. There's already packages put together at the Coven House with sweep spells that are already together that you can come and purchase yourself. Or you can come down and it's a mixture of 16 herb ingredients. And you would want to take that, starting with the front door, moving to the back of the house. You would want to sprinkle the spell all over the floor. And then you would want to sweep it away, starting from the back, moving to the front. By doing this, any kind of negative footprint that was left in your house, and yes, they have footprints. I've seen it. You want to take it and you want to sweep it right from the back to the front with your intentions of removing all negative, bad energies out of your household. You're saying bye. You're just getting rid of that garbage that they left behind. Anything kind of sticking behind. Now, if they're sticking to a person, and you will be able to tell this because that person will start to, I hate to say it, become an energy vampire and just start sucking all of your own energy. You know that person that when you see them and you go, ugh, and you just immediately feel exhausted after they leave? Well, that is an energy vampire. There is quite a few of them. They don't realize it. It's not their fault. Don't give them heck. But they do, so a negative spirit will tend to latch on to that person and essentially be that energy sucker. So our natural reaction is to surround ourselves by high energy people, high vibration people, so we can almost recharge as they're pulling it out of us. That's why a lot of people have a hard time being on their own, being secluded. They have a hard time. They say it's their thoughts and whatnot, but this is just the energies that are attached to them that's just making them act that way. It's like they're fiending for it and they can't quite understand. So in order to be able to disconnect yourself from something like that, usually you'll pick it up from playing around in cemeteries when you're not supposed to with Ouija boards, or just even going to a friend's house that has a negative energy and being more clairvoyant and more susceptible to the other side. It will attach itself to you and you will go home with it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. It's not like it just stays there like you're a visitor. It will go home with you, and then you'll start to notice back pains, headaches. You'll start to notice you're not feeling well, under the weather, lethargic, and that's because something has attached itself to you and you need to remove it. Other people can do this to you as well. Other experienced witches can put such massive curses on you or hexes, and you don't even know it. You don't even know it until you start getting the symptoms and the side effects. So you can do an egg cleanse. I know eggs. Weird, hey? But eggs is wonderful. It's not only is it in the shape of new beginning, so that is the symbol and the shape of a new beginning. It also, once cold, when you rub it from your third eye down to your feet and back up again, it will start to roll in that negative energy into that egg. It will absorb it. It will physically pull it out of you. So as this egg starts to match your body temperature, so as soon as the egg itself is your body temperature, it has absorbed all that negative energy. And then you want to take a glass, a clear glass, because you're going to want to see through it, and just a little bit of water in the bottom. You want to go maybe an inch or two of water from the bottom of it. And then you want to crack that egg into that cup. So what that's going to do is the cracked egg, the cracking of the eggshell itself, is signifying that that curse, that hex, has been broken. You snapped it, you're done, it's your separation, you're completely finished. The message that's left with the egg, once it hits that water, whether it's bubbled, whether it's spiked, if it breaks, you need to redo it. I have a whole written sheet down at the Coven House that you can come down, pick up. It's for free. You don't have to worry about any kind of money that way. And it just explains everything. So if it has bubbles, the negative energy is passing, maybe do an egg cleanse one more time. There are practitioners in town here too that will do egg cleanses for you as well. If you can't do it yourself, I got all that information as well. So there is that as an option when it comes down to cleansing yourself and removing any kind of hexes or curses. Or you could do a cord cutting kit. Now, a cord cutting kit is a white candle and a black candle. You want to use little chime candles. You don't want big 7-day candles. You don't want thick candles, because we want this spell to work. And it's not going to be finished until both candles are burnt. So I've seen people use happy birthday candles as well too. So any black and white candle. Now there's two ways that you can do this cord cutting kit. You can carve your name in the white candle, and the person that you're trying to disconnect yourself from in the black candle. Or if it's a negative presence, like if it's a negative entity, you would just want to write down on that candle, like carve into that candle, how you describe that negative energy to yourself. With the twine connected from the white candle to the black candle, once both candles start to burn down and that twine burns itself in half, that separation has begun and has finished. You also want a sage, like I was talking about before, prior to doing something like that, because you want to keep your area clean. You want to keep that window open. You want to make sure yourself is protected as well. We will get into protection after. And you want to make sure that this is a successful cord cutting ritual. There is a second way that can be done. You would want to take a plate. You would want to take a white piece of paper. And you would want to write on this white piece of paper the person's name that you're trying to separate yourself from, or how you describe your negative entity. And you would want to write it on this piece of paper. You would want to fold it in half and fold it in half again. You're going to place this piece of paper on that plate. On top of that paper, you're going to dump pink Himalayan salt all around it, and you're going to make sure that that piece of paper is covered. Then you're going to take the white candle and the black candle with that same twine in the middle of it, holding both sides, the white and the black. You want to kind of position it in that pink Himalayan salt. And then you light both candles with the intention of that disconnection. You kind of want to picture like scissors almost cutting that cord between you and whatever has been possessing you, whatever has been making you lose sleep at night, whether it's a person or a thing. You want to just envision that. You want to envision yourself getting that freedom. You want to envision yourself, all that negativeness going out the window and never coming back again. And then once both candles have burnt down completely, then discard your plate. Please do this properly. Dig a hole in the ground. Dump it in the ground. Bury it. Or get it off of your property. Just take it somewhere else. You want to close it out properly. You don't want to bring it back. You don't want to keep that remnants. Okay, I am going to teach you how to make black salt. Really easy. It is going to be the easiest thing you've ever done. Okay, so what you want to do is you're going to take pink Himalayan salt, all right? And you're going to mix activated charcoal. This is where your coffee grinder comes in handy once again. You want to take that activated charcoal and you want to add it into your pink Himalayan salt. Also, you're going to want add a little bit of cayenne pepper to it. Eggshells, so we're going back to the eggshells that we were talking about, and you're going to mix it all together, and that is how you make black salt. So if you have a negative entity that is in your household that will not leave, and you have done everything. You've saged, you've cord cutted, you've done the egg cleanse, you've done bath rituals, you've done everything. If nothing else works, the Epsom salt will work. So what you want to do with that is you need a silver platter. It has to be a silver platter. It sits on top of a piece of wood. So the wood itself is indicating the grounding. So essentially you're grounding that spell with that piece of wood. The silver platter is reflecting all the negative energies in that one area. It's kind of acting like a wind tunnel. It's like a big shop vac, and it's just kind of sucking it in. And then you want to take Epsom salts and rubbing alcohol, and you want to light that on fire. And the higher the flames, the heavier the negative presence, the lower the flames. It's not that bad, but you got to let it go through its thing. You got to let it burn the whole time. And what it does is we are creating this giant vacuum by doing that. We're creating a giant wind turbine. So flames can go high or they can go low. But essentially we're burning it off. We're burning it off. We're scaring them out. That's the big guns. And you want to make sure that you have direct vision of it of all times. Don't burn your house down, but you will. Oh, it's an intense spell. I have definitely seen some crazy things happen. So in my experience, I was doing a burn like that in this household that just would not cleanse. And it was just the whole area was just not good. Like, you could tell it was affecting other neighbors as well too. So I did this Epsom salt and rubbing alcohol burn, and I had formed a pentagram for protection. We'll get into protection afterwards, with all my towers, and I had candles as well going. So while I was doing Epsom salt and rubbing alcohol burn, I had my client sitting there. I had her close her eyes, and while it was burning, she asked me if it was gone yet. And we're manifesting, we're doing our chants, everything to get rid of this negative spirit from inside the house. She asked me if it was gone yet, and I remember opening my eyes and looking up and just two large dark figures standing behind her. And just as this Epsom salt burnt, they all whooshed out the window. It was absolutely phenomenal to see. Like, and I'm really excited for you guys to get your experiences too. It's going to be something that you had no idea even existed. We just kind of masked it with like words like coincidences and words like deja vu, or just ended up on the third floor. It's nice to be able to have answers to our problems that we've been dealing with for a long time. And I'm just so excited for you guys to start your journey too. And I'm going to try my darndest to make sure that all of the information is experienced itself. I have 50 different witches coming on the podcast. They're going to be guest starring, and they're going to be talking about their own rituals and how they do everything, right from house witches down to divination, paganism. We'll be touching on all the rituals. We're going to be touching on all the seasons. We're in embolic right now, so good beginnings. You want to get that simmer pot going, come on down. I'll help you out with the ingredients as well. And yeah, I'm really excited for everybody to just start practicing and practicing safe. Cleansing your area is important, and so is protection. We're going to get into protection too. With protecting, you want to make sure that yourself, your body, is protected. I know lots of people out there have younger children, and the worrisome that whatever they practice outside of their household will come home with you. Yes, yes, it will. It will come home with you. So this is why keeping yourself safe is also important. You can do this with intention necklaces. You could do little tiny spells like protection spells and necklaces. And then essentially it's just hanging over your sacral chakra. So it's keeping you nice and charged. Crystals are phenomenal. They grow out of our ground. Our earth gives it to us to use to keep ourselves safe as well. Use those crystals like smoky quartz, clear quartz. You want to be doing some obsidian with you. Also, anything to kind of manifest that power. I know there's a lot of people out there that's been playing around with moldavite. Moldavite's a lot of fun, but remember, it's not just a crystal, it's a piece of meteorite. Malachite is really good for bringing up your psychic abilities, so you can bring a piece of that with you too as well. Also, when you get home, saging yourself is important too. You just kind of want to take that sage stick, you want to light it, and starting from the bottom all the way top and back and forth, side to side, you want to just kind of run that sage stick up and down you until you start to kind of get that weight off your shoulders. I know sometimes it will take a couple times because it'll just feel like some of the things that you've been doing has been super heavy. In the Coven House, we also have a tattoo artist as well who's really good at doing blood bonded sigils as well. I have a couple that has been tattooed onto me too. So essentially, I'm a walking body condom. It's great. I just like make sure nothing comes home with me. Everything kind of bounces off of me. So when I'm going around helping others kind of deal with their negative issues, then I don't have to worry about getting possessed by a 300-year-old demon. Okay, so going back to protection, we've already talked about bath rituals. You can do protection bath rituals, which is, you can also find it down at the Coven House. I sound pretty biased. They are nice little rituals that are put together with herbs and add some Epsom salts, baking soda, and then you pretty much bathe in it for 20 minutes to kind of remove any negative energies that are on you. It kind of washes them down the drain. Just be careful with your herbs. You don't want to get them stuck in your drain, so maybe get like a little bit of a strainer, but for the most part, there shouldn't be any problems. So once you have your cleansing done, once you have your protection done, and everything's all good to go, then you could safely play out your spell. You could safely perform your spell without having any concerns or anything. And like I was saying in the beginning, when you are done with your spell, once it goes stagnant, once it's done its job, you want to dig that hole in the ground, send it back to the earth, or remove it from your area just to keep yourself safe. I'm going to tell you another fun little sage house story. There was this wonderful family that had moved to Prince George from, and this is definitely a story that sticks in my mind quite often. They had just moved to Prince George. They're actually from Australia, and they bought a house. And this house was in this cul-de-sac area. It was more of a brand new built house that had been built in the subdivision. And they were having issues. Lights flickering, the dog wouldn't walk into a certain part of the house, because animals are also super very susceptible to their surroundings as well. Whether you could see it with your naked eye or not, dogs can sense it. They know it's there. So this dog was not going into that part of the house. It was almost like half of the house and the backyard. There was something wrong with it. You could definitely feel it. You can tell when the hair on the back of your neck goes up and you kind of get that tickle in your stomach and your fight or flight just kicks in. Like you feel like you need to just like watch your back like someone's standing there. That's generally your first notice of negative presence around you. So this family couldn't utilize the back half of the house. They came up here, 4 children, mom and a dad, married forever. So after about 4 months, the husband started acting odd, to say the least. And then that's when I had gotten a call. I came and I saged the area. I tried to clean it the best I could, thinking just, you know, as long as you keep the foundation secure, as long as your living space is safe and clean, you're pretty much good to go, and then you can pretty much take on anything. So I go and I sage, but another couple months went by, and he had built a gate in the backyard that led to nowhere. It wasn't part of the fence, it wasn't part of anything, just this random gate in the middle of the yard, and it was cracked open. So I went and I ended up putting sigils all around the fence, and I ended up burning that gate, because the best way to remove something that is super duper negative is just burn it. Burn it with fire. Kill it with fire, pretty much. And just dispose of the ashes accordingly. And so I burnt this gate, and it was almost like he was possessed. He ended up leaving his wife, took off. She was concerned, eventually found him, they got a divorce, they moved out of that house, they went back to Australia, just took the whole family, left everything behind, left that house, and that house has been bought and sold in the 5 years that it's been standing, has been bought and sold 3 times already. That was a pretty cool experience. But yeah, this gate, when it was when I lit it on fire, the flames were huge and like just damn near to the top of the trees, and you could always see your little messages in the flames. Like when I was talking about with the egg cleanses, how you could see the messages on the sides of the glass, you can also find messages in the flames of your fire. You'll hear your messages through repetitive songs, numbers, clocks will tell you. Messages are trying to come to you. You just gotta listen. You just gotta open your ears. You just gotta focus, meditate. Try not to be so wrapped up in the hustle and the bustle of everyday life, because there is so much more world outside that you can't physically see yourself. And I'm so excited for you guys to start on this journey. I am so happy to be here, and I'm so happy to be able to give this information with you guys. It's going to be quite a learning experience. I'm going to have about 50 different types of witches that come on. We're going to be doing this quite often, and it's going to be super informative, super funny. We're going to try to make some light of it, and we're just going to make sure everybody's practicing safe.